they opens up like a massive cancer, and they just rot away from the leg on up to the stomach, the torso, clear up to their chest, and finally die. So I'm asking you to be extremely careful. Do not wander out where the tigers are. Ask Ricky Johnson about that. When he was out there and lost, he felt the tiger brush right by him. And there are kind of insects that have given some people some disorder. They don't seem to be transmittable and not contagious, but they sure make the person sick that gets them. We advise you to follow that procedure 1,000%. Thank you very much. George Touche, George Touche, would you come to the radio room? Attention. Attention. Nicaraguan people have risen in the most concerted insurrection to convulse a Latin American country since the Cuban Revolution. Sparked by a valiant fighters union of Sandinista Marxist-Leninist Liberation Front, a spontaneous mass insurrection is underway in Nicaragua's major cities. From political crises pitting the Somoza dictatorship upheld by U.S. imperialism against bourgeoisie Democrats. Situation has now been transformed into the people's war. No one can predict the outcome, but this much is clear. The Somoza regime, backed by the United States and its other Latin American and European puppet regimes, is in a right, and it has a will to fight and knows their right to fight to the finish for their very existence. If the U.S. were not backing Somoza, it is clear he would fall like a marionette whose string had been cut. The U.S. is moving both overtly and covertly to shore up the crumbling regime. It is also undoubtedly preparing suitable bourgeoisie democratic forces to replace Somoza should he prove unable to stem the revolutionary tide. And as of yet, there's no indication that he is able to stop the tide. It has now been reported by BBC that not one building in all of Nicaragua, reminiscent, isn't it, of Korea, has withstood some kind of damage from bombing. For U.S. imperialism, there is a cause for great concern. A victory in Nicaragua by the armed power of the Sandinistas, S-A-N-D-I-N-I-S-T-S, would open the way for the building of the second socialist country in the world, in the Latin American world. Such an event would shake the very foundations of U.S. imperialism. The U.S. government, or should we call it the Trilateral Commission, that governs the American people, that dominates their lives, makes them robots, of course, is not blind to this development. Undoubtedly, contingency plans are being made at this moment. The reported introduction of foreign troops from other puppet governments in Central America may be only the first phase in a larger invasion. At this point, the direct and open introduction of U.S. troops cannot be ruled out. The U.S. installed the Somoza family 42 years ago and will now feel the need to defend it. The U.S. Marines, three times, invaded constitutionally elected governments in Nicaragua and imposed self-styled dictators. You can tell the way people play abroad the way they're going to play at home. If you had any doubts, you that are always looking back to Babylon, you make me sick. You make me want to vomit. The people could do this kind of thing abroad in their developments where they're not threatened. How much would they do at home in their own territory? We need it now. All anti-imperialist organizations, we urge that, and individuals to heighten their actions in solidarity with Nicaraguan revolutionaries, educational activities to tell the truth of the people's struggle and to expose Washington's shameless support of Somoza can be an effective means of undermining Carter's policy. Picket lines, marches, and forms can call this issue to the attention of the U.S. people. We join with progressives the world over in demanding U.S. out of Nicaragua, support the Liberation Sandinista Front. There's one thing about our safety you have to understand. A coal mine manager once told a manager, reporter, straightforward, and that's that you don't make a dime on safety, and that's that you don't make a dime on safety. In fact, every dime you spend is a dime down the drain. That is business basic philosophy when it comes to protecting the lives and health of its employees in USA, and that is the underlying explanation of the mushrooming incidence of cancer in the workplace, and said now to account for at least 40% of all cancer deaths just from work, the work where the people work, no matter what shop, 40% of all the cancers. That's why we should be thrilled to be here. There's nothing here that causes cancer. Clean air, pure air, free trade winds, blowing constantly, no debris, no smog, and yet some gripe. In releasing the study last week, verifying the 40% figure of cancer being caused by the places people work, the government acknowledged that it was a conservative estimate. My God, that must be means 50 or 60%. The report is only a continuation or confirmation of what every rank and file worker knows instinctively. The company takes minimum precautions to protect its workers in many instances. Companies take better... care of their machinery. For instance, their own material means of production, because they own the means of production, you know. Since the laboring class owning the means of production, they've bought them. Every 1 year's work has enabled the laboring class to buy the means of distribution and the means of production. But the company figures that by the time a worker gets such a disease, they'll have retired. And besides, who's to say they didn't get it from smoking or some other source? This kind of cold calculation is beyond me. Openly, the companies flagrantly say they will not even give minimum precautions, and nothing has been done about it in either house of U.S. Congress. Not even minimum precautions to protect its workers. In many instances, companies will take better care, as I said, of all of their instruments, and they do, and their work machinery products, than they do of people. In fact, industry after industry has planted biological time bombs in the bodies of its workers, that they will condemn them to die slow and horrible deaths. In many instances, it was done knowingly. The government's estimates that the toll from the asbestos workers alone will exceed 2 million over the next 30 years. And they said that they were counting on this in knowing how many people they would have to be responsible for with their meager pensions. As the exposures of capitalism's blood and greed multiply, so does the determination to fight back. Just 8 years ago, after the passage of the Federal Operational Safety and Health Act, it is evident that neither the government nor industry can police such minimal reforms. It is up to rank and file workers and their unions to demand and enforce safety on the job. In this regard, it is clear the key feature missing from all the reform legislation and all the militant pronouncements of union and government leaders is the right to strike over safety. It was such a provision that the AFL-CIO, now bureaucrats for capitalism, lobbied against when OSHA was passed in 1970. Once again, showing that they fear the rank of fire worker as much as the company. In the present period, labor finds itself battling merely to keep what it has already won, which is dangerous in an inflationary time when the U.S. dollar has lost 36% in value. In other words, your dollar will only buy 36% what it would if you went to the grocery store today. And yet you know in USA you have no way of making a 36% increase. That would mean if you were making $300, that better than $100 would go out automatically, cut off. You wouldn't have it anymore. But your wage would remain the same. Job safety has the potential to become a key issue in the people's movement. It affects everyone, not just productive workers. The carcinogen, the cancer inhaled first by the worker, does not ride out the factory smokestack and into the air everyone breathes. It is also estimated the present rate of industrial carcinogens, cancer-causing agents, and the automatic number of cancer-causing agents in food, that will wake up in a few years and find 70% to 80% have cancer in our population. We should be grateful for the fact that we live in a country where there's not no such danger. We also should be grateful to show more work and not damage things and pick up and be sure inventory people that they return things exactly as they got them. Be sure you have a responsible checkout, and I don't want to hear any more about somebody holding on to something for 2 or 3 days. This is a mistake of inventory people, and I hold them responsible for this. Anyway, the job safety has the potential to become a key issue in the people's movement. It affects everyone, not just production workers, every person. The cancer inhaled first by the worker goes right out the factory smokestack and into the air everyone breathes. It's comparable in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Los Angeles, for instance, to smoking 3.5 packs of cigarettes a day, which would doom a person to have cancer of the lungs by their mid-40s. It is also an issue that has a political character. What great exposure of the capitalist system is there than the deaths of 115,000 workers a year for the sole reason that protecting them against cancer is unprofitable to big business, the big monopoly capitalist of the industrial working class that oppresses the industrial working class. I'm not going to give you so much news because I want tomorrow that you listen very closely on how to greet strangers. We'll be having a number of guests, head of the sports team, Ministry of All Guyana. We have people coming from Reverend Ralph Abernathy, says he's coming in 2 weeks. We have lots of people coming. So we want to work on our teeth and our hair. We want to clean our places as well as we can under our beds. No catch-alls under the houses of the buildings. Everything put in neat and very strict order. The Iranian government will release 1,451 prisoners on the Shah's 59th birthday next Thursday. 1,120 of them are believed to be political detainees. He is becoming increasingly fearful of his giant government. But he tries not to, the giant government of the USSR to the north, that he tries not to make nervous. Iran never takes a foreign policy initiative against the Soviet Union. He, even with all of his all riches, recognizes that the Soviet Union is the most powerful in the world. The main opposition leader in Iran, said yesterday anti-government riots in the western town of Hamadan resulted in 30 to 40 deaths. The leaders now exiled in Paris said the police were responsible for their murders. The Soviet Union sent a very severe note to the Shah of Iran, saying that they would have to take methods. They did not explain or elaborate. You'd have to take methods to see that this type of Holocaust is stopped. They will not stand by and border a nation that deals with people like Attila the Hun would deal with them. The European Bureau of Statistics said today that there are 6 million unemployed in the 9 nations who are members of the European Economic Community. This is about 6.5% of the active population, and the figure has not improved at all in the past months, contrary to what USA has tried to lie and declare. Zambia celebrates Independence Day. Today, upon gaining independence 14 years ago, the government placed under its control the key corporations, the banks and insurance companies. Major plants were built, which lessened the country's dependence on foreign supplies. The United National Independence Party and the government implemented a large-scale social program providing free schools, colleges, education, hospitals, and free medical care, dental care, and every type of assistance you can imagine. Zambia totally supports the peoples of Southern Africa in their struggle for liberation. So October 25th is just the 14th year of that brave nation that dug out of the bush to being a modern socialist civilization, in spite of the fact that USA continued to supply airplanes, arms, and equipment to bomb them from South Africa, trying to bomb the Zimbabweans that they have bravely given care to protect, and also the Rhodesians. You heard my yesterday's news how literally thousands have been massacred, but Zambia goes forward. West German corporations are expanding contacts with the racist regime in South Africa. The USA is in complicity with these corporations. President of the German Industrial Commercial Association said in a recent statement that there is no alternative that will aid in their relations with South Africa, and that South Africa import goods have vital economic importance for federal Germany, he said. West Germany regards South Africa as a major supplier of West materials. When asked about the horrible treatment they were providing black, Indian, and Asian people, said, "What's that to us? We need the uranium, and that's included in the deal." West Germany prides itself in being the inheritor of Hitler's Third Reich, so it's nothing new out of their mouth. We should expect it. The West German fascist government is playing a major role in supplying Pretoria, the capital of Union of South Africa, with the major equipment for a plant to manufacture nuclear weapons of its own. Hundreds of thousands of South African mine workers produced 50,000 tons of rock daily at slave wages, and even whips are used against them. The Soviet Union calls for an all-out world reaction at the socialist nations, and they would cooperate with any other for direct intervention to stop this heinous slavery that goes on daily. They have to work in extremely hazardous conditions because the owners refuse to spend a cent on safer techniques. The barracks for the miners, where they are forced to live away from their families, look more like a prison than a dwelling. They can't leave the settlement. They're fenced off with barbed wire without a special permit. They're given no books to read and no radios to listen to. They're denied, of course, access to TV because they can never even get the money to afford it in the first place. In Tokyo, Japan, a peace and friendship treaty between China and Japan has gone into effect. Japan Prime Minister Fukuda and Chinese Prime Minister Ping agreed that the treaty will strengthen relations between their countries and will hurt the efforts of other, will not hurt the efforts by other nations.
Right.
Except the other nations which seek to gain control of Asia. This was a direct slap at the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union sent a note to Japan saying Japan would be number one on the list, along with U.S. imperialists in China, in case of a nuclear war. Bravo to the Soviet Union for not being intimidated. Seems that no matter how beautiful China has built, communes and collectives, eliminated rodents, which USA has more rodents than there are population, more rats, more vermin. If we knew in San Francisco Temple, the enormous amount of insects, all they've done for their own people, but they're so self-centered that they do what's only suitable for them on the foreign arena. And what they're doing is following a madman's course. Much love, and please let's do much production. Show me that you can work. I still haven't had enough reports in. Show me you can work in 8 hours what you could ordinarily do in 10 hours. And so I gave 2 half-days off, which I could not afford. No way can I afford it. But I love you, and I care about you, and I want you to relax. And people, please realize, don't get on the Public Services Union. It is not the easiest thing now these days. I would recommend it to you to stay out of that area. And grow up. It's an awful thing when a socialist allows themselves to preoccupy to the point of carrying out suicide. This is terrible. If it wasn't for the fact of going back 500 generations, which I know to be absolutely true, you never die. Your mind goes right on. It's a terrible thing to leave a vacuum for your children, like the last brother, his daughter, and his son. He needs to explain that to them some way, sometime. He needs to explain that to them. I am calling heretofore an increased staff of security. I'm calling for women, as you know, equipped, so that they won't, some women know how to do it. And I mean business. If it's in the legs, fine. If not, the government will understand. We're not going to have any more of this damn foolishness. We've had enough foolishness of people trying to run away and cause disturbances. And we've told you it's dangerous out there just because you don't get your way. Your love life doesn't suit you or something else goes wrong. Or the truth hits you, maybe too hard. I always let the truth hit me hard every day. That's what makes me struggle to give you more love, because I'm always looking for critical points in my personality, not the positive. And that's what I want you to do with that suggestion box. It's for not only criticism of the group, but for me or any other thing. Some of the best ideas in the last few weeks, 2 weeks, you've heard me give, and by give credit to the names right through in that suggestion box. You could do the same. If you are on public service, but it better be a legitimate complaint. It better be a legitimate, honest complaint instead of some kind of manipulation or conning. Because we're getting very wise to that, and I've yielded to it. Somebody's centered all the time on you. They're centered all the time on you. So take your chances of running if you want. I guarantee you won't run far. Thank you very much. Much love.
Attention, attention. Tonight at 7:45, there will be a news review in the pavilion, followed by Russian language classes. Then testing will take place. Testing will take place in People's Rally tonight, followed by agricultural session and a catharsis. I'll repeat that at 7:45, people should be in the pavilion for the World News Review, followed by a Russian language class. Then testing will take place in the People's Rally that will follow. There will be an agricultural session as well as a catharsis in the People's Rally tonight. Thank you.
Attention. Attention, please. Create everyone's attention in the community. I think it's appropriate to take a moment out for some gratitude for the many miracles, healings, and protection that we've all experienced within the recent days and weeks. We should all think about each and every incident to remind ourselves of how lucky we are to have someone who is so willing to sacrifice to meet our needs. We should remember these people, such as Mary Anita, who fell from her loft on her head and would be a vegetable if it wasn't for Dad. But to see her walking around, you can tell it's as if nothing ever happened. Bobby Stroud, whose legs were run over by a truck of many tons and crushed. Doctor said he wouldn't be up for a year. And if you've seen him, you know that he's already up, walking around on crutches. We should remember Mary Griffith, who had some rare serious disorder. They didn't even know what it was. She went into the rigors of death. Her eyes rolled back. She swallowed her tongue and suffocated. But she's all right now, thanks to Dad. Ava Ingram, who had a temperature of 107, which would literally fry a brain. When Dad found out, he lowered that temperature, and there was no problem any longer. Terry Smart had septicemia, and we should remember these words because it'll give us something to focus on. Septicemia, which is bacteria in the blood, something which causes everyone who gets it to die. And this is from our medical staff. Anyone who gets this disease, they automatically die. But Terry did not. When Dad saw her, he went up to her and said, "I want you to revive. I want you to come too. This is Dad." The doctors had given up on her, and she was walking within 10 minutes. Then there was the young Basie child, who had a kidney infection and a temperature of 104 or 105. And when Dad walked by, his temperature dropped immediately by 2 points, and then he got completely better. You can't drink as much gasoline as Ricky Johnson took and not die. And Ricky was out for 3 hours, but he too is okay now, thanks to the power and the love of Dad. We should always remember these things and concentrate on them. We can't think about them too much. It's important that we keep our faith high and our attitudes right. And it should be easier for us than any other people in the world, because we have something in our midst that can heal and protect us like nothing else can. Thank you, Dad.
Work, you should be in the library studying the news for tests tonight, more Russian and current events. And if you feel free, then you should be, even while you're studying news. You can use fly swatters, and they're not being used enough, fly swatters, to get at these flies, because they tend to hover inside in rainy weather. I'm asking and demanding insecticide, do something about these flies. I don't want them to be in major supply when we see the top officials of the Soviet Union looking at us as a candidate for a great and a promising future. We have to produce our lands, our citrus, everything has to be up to par. Our poultry, our livestock. Please dispatch, pass that on. It's got to be cleanliness, just as if it were we were going to live here 100 years. And you know, a bird in the bush is worth two in a hand. Till we get there, though they sound very, very promising yesterday in negotiations, we want this place in absolute order, because the ambassador said that's what would be the thing that would impress the leaders of the Soviet Union who are coming here. So please fix up any little thing, pick up debris, paper, and be sure that around that basketball court, I haven't looked, but around that basketball court is level. No place is not level where the tractors come through. Level it. Please level it. Thank you so very much.